This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Thursday. We are almost at the end of the week. I can almost taste it. We got, the Paul Pelosi footage is coming out. Oh, we're going to talk about that in a minute. The Republican Party, should they be partying at expensive resorts? Is that bad? Nancy Pelosi, more corruption from her, making $120,000 walking your dog. Why the stuff you put on your face is terrible for you. You wasteful Ukrainian news. I don't hardly do any of that, but there's shocking amounts of corruption coming out of there. Some emails. I'm actually going to do fun phone calls next hour. All that and so much more is still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And before I forget, I want to announce something. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours, your emails. All 3 hours, your questions are answered. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, they do not have to be political. They can be. That's fine. Email whatever you want. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But I saw this basically first thing today when I woke up. Headline, Paul Pelosi attack footage to be released after a court order. Huh. Tell you what, take that story right now, fold that story up, put it right in your back pocket and hold that for a minute. Have I ever told you about what it's like when you show up at Marine Corps boot camp? Ever told you? So here's how it works. When you go down to the recruiting office, you sign up. I signed on the delayed entry program, which meant, okay, I'm enlisted, but I'm not going for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. You can delay it a year, more. I don't know what all the rules are now, but you can delay it a long ways. But you're signed up, you're going. And then eventually the time comes, and it's about time for you to go off to boot camp. They'll measure your height and weight and make you pee in a cup. You got to see if you're doing drugs and whatnot. And then they'll put you up because we didn't have they put me up. We didn't have a place where I would leave from my hometown of Montana. So they put us up in a crappy hotel the night before. And you wake up the next morning and they're there to come get you and take you to the airport, just regular airport. And you fly. We were flying down to San Diego. We were going down to MCRD San Diego. Just on there with everyone else. And you're obviously nervous. And I still remember the absolute dime of a stewardess we had on that. And why? I mean, for all I knew, she was a two. But I thought that was the last woman I was ever going to see in my life. I'm going to die at Marine Corps boot camp. So as far as I knew, that was Aphrodite, baby. Now we get off there. And there's a Marine waiting for us at the airport, grabs us, totally pleasant, totally fine. Gets us loaded onto a bus, though. And we get on this bus, and we take off heading towards boot camp. And it's getting tense, and it's getting tense, and it's getting tense. And everyone, it's real quiet on the bus. Very little talking. Everyone's going through everything in their own mind. Everyone's dealing with their nerves on their own. And then you pull up in front of boot camp. Boop. Bus stops. And you see they have them lined up, the drill instructors. Big, mean, nasty, perfect uniforms. Everything's perfectly creased, standing all there. And they're not moving. They're like statues. They're standing right out there. And then they have, there's pavement out there with yellow footprints on it where a person would stand, right? So it's just shaped like a stand. And then you get there and all hell breaks loose. They storm onto the bus. You remember, you've only been a civilian your whole life. They storm onto the bus and start screaming and yelling, get off the bus! And I can't say a bunch of other stuff because it's a family show, but you are removed from the bus quickly with people screaming in your face, practically spitting in your face because they're yelling so loud, stand here, don't move. Why are you scratching your face, you loser? And then it actually gets worse from there. You just got to boot camp. For the next, I forget, I think it's 72 hours. It's at least 48. For the next 48 to 72 hours, you don't sleep. What they're doing is they're checking you in to become an employee of the federal government, to become part of the Marine Corps. So what it is, it's mountains and mountains of paperwork. Now, you've seen in the movies them shaving your head, and that's part of it. And by the way, they pay the guys who shave your head to be extra cruel. They will intentionally dig into your skull. We had a bunch of guys bleeding. I was actually so mad. I remember this because I was so young and I had such a bad temper. I was so mad when they shaved my head. My guy hurt me so bad. I tried to burn his face and his name into my mind because I swore to myself I was going to hunt that guy down and beat him to a pulp when I got down out of the Marines. I'm not making this up. That's true. I didn't do it. I grew up and matured, but I looked at him and I memorized his name. I'm coming for you, pal. You think you're slick? You think you're a tough guy? I'm coming for you. I remember this, right? So they're tearing your head off and you're just doing paperwork, but they're making that miserable and you can't sleep. They won't allow you to sleep. They barely allow you to eat. There's no sleep. You're not really allowed to sit. If you are allowed to sit, they make it miserable. You have to sit cross-legged on some concrete floor. You'd rather stand. I remember being so tired. Now, remember, we just got here. And I'll get back to the Paul Pelosi thing in a second. This will all come into play. Hang on. And I remember being so tired. So, oh, Chris said, what if you shave before you get there? You don't want to shave before you get there. You think you're going to be slick and shave before you get there? They'll still shave you, and then they make it even worse. So there's no getting out of it. All right, anyway. So I remember looking. I remember being so exhausted. I remember standing. They call it nuts to butts. I apologize. I know, but that's what they call it. You have to stand and you have to stand. You're touching each other, right? So everything's rigid. Everything's stand, and you're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to talk. You stand there perfectly at attention. Nuts to butts, you don't move. And I remember having been awake of all this stress and all this screaming and all this everything for about 48 hours. I don't remember the time exactly. And we're standing on this in this hall, and I remember looking down at some linoleum floor, and everything's spick and span because it's the Marine Corps. Everything's cleaned all the time. I remember looking down at this linoleum floor and thinking to myself, man, I would give anything to be allowed to lay down on that floor and go to sleep right now. Like the way you look at your bed when you get home and the comfortable bed and the sheets, and I'm looking at that floor. No blankets, no nothing. And I would have been asleep in 5 seconds. I remember looking at that floor thinking, oh, it would be so wonderful just to lay down. Now, let me ask you something. Why do they do that? What is the purpose of that if you're starting Marine Corps boot camp? Because keep in mind, the guys who are checking you in and all those guys yelling at you, that's not your boot camp platoon. Once you get all checked in and get all your paperwork done and everything else, then they'll send you off to your boot camp platoon with your drill instructors and everything else there. These guys are just check-in drill instructors, just check-in people. So why would you do that? I've got to fill out all this paperwork. I'm being screamed at. I haven't slept. Why would you do that? Wouldn't it make more sense to just have a couple really pleasant little people there? Oh, okay. Well, now you forgot to dot the I, sir, cross the T here. Okay, well, here's some towels. Go get some rest. We don't want you. But they don't do it that way, do they? Why? Because the old saying, first impressions are everything, or you never get a second chance to make a first impression, or whatever version of that you choose to go with, is so critically true for every single human being on the planet. It's true for you. It's true for me. It's true for every person on the planet. And we talk all the time on this show about how we come up with ways we can combat communism and how we talk to our normie neighbor Norm about what he sees and waking him up and shaking him awake. But here's really the truth for you and for me and for Norm, but he's going to take more time. The truth is, every day there's a new story that breaks. Now, some days are kind of slow. Like today, there's nothing really huge, but some days are kind of slow. Some days are gigantic, but every day a story breaks out there. You must understand and accept that every single thing you see for 24 to 48 hours is a lie with an agenda attached to it. Why? Well, because they know that's the time that matters. That's when it matters. Eventually, in the end, the truth will come out, of course. Nothing stays suppressed forever. Now we have all these companies out there apologizing. I'm sorry about the vax mandate and stuff like that. Oh, people will come around eventually. Oh, it turns out, man, heart attacks and strokes are way up. Must be climate change. Eventually, the truth will come out. Hey, looks like, we are going to get to see this Paul Pelosi video. Yikes. But here's the truth, and it's something you have to remember, and then we'll talk about fighting against it in a minute, but here's the truth. By now, it's too late. By now, it doesn't matter anymore. Why does the Marine Corps abuse you when you show up at boot camp right away? Because that's your first impression. Get your mind right, son. You ain't at home with mommy anymore. Get your mind right. We own you now, and this is going to be rough. And they know it's important. I'm glad they do it. I support them. It's important. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Now, what does this have to do with the Paul Pelosi stuff, and how do we combat against all this stuff? I will discuss all that with you as soon as you go buy some gold, all right? Because I'm now seeing, I love this. I love that they do this. Forever, they said, Janet Yellen and Powell and all these people, they said, no, there won't be a recession. No, it shouldn't be too bad. No, we'll be okay. And now they've already shifted into, well, yeah, I mean, of course there's going to be a recession, but I don't know how bad it'll be. We'll have to wait and see. Man, get some gold in your 401k and your IRA. Oxford Gold has a plan for that. They have a portfolio protection plan, they call it. Ask them about that. Ask them about getting some gold and silver delivered to your front door. Make sure you are fortifying what you've worked hard for, because these dirt balls are going to try to blow it, all right? Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell them I told you to call. They'll take good care of you, man. These are my friends. They're wonderful people. 833-995-GOLD.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Gonna have a blast this Thursday. And do you know why we're gonna have a blast tonight? Let me tell you why.
You know, freedom is not free.
That's exactly why we're having a blast. Chris, back to what we were talking about. First impressions. The Paul Pelosi attack footage is going to be released. Keep in mind, they didn't want it to be released. In fact, the DA rejected it being released. He had to be forced by a judge to have it released. But the truth is, none of it matters now. It doesn't matter what's on that videotape. What really, truly matters is the first 24 to 48 hours of a news story when the narrative is being set. That's what matters. It's everything. It's how everyone, not everyone, how the majority of society will view the story from that point on. It will be based on what the narrative is for the first 24 to 48 hours. And the communists in this country have used that to their advantage forever. And the right has been weapons grade pathetic combating it. In fact, the right has helped them. Now, first, let's describe how they do it. How do they do this? Well, immediately, George Floyd's video comes out, right? George Floyd's video comes out. Boom, 24, 48 hours. The cops are scum. The cops are evil. It's all the cops' fault. You didn't ever see that narrative change. COVID gets here. COVID right away. Oh, my word. Millions will die. We're all dead men now. It's over. COVID, going to be the end of the world. Better shut down. Hide under your bed for a while. Just 15 days. Okay, well, we had information coming in very soon after that that said, okay, this is obviously it's a real virus, but not the end of the world. We shouldn't be doing that, but it didn't matter. First 24 to 48 hours was nothing but panic. End of the world, panic, end of the world, panic, end of the world, panic, end of the world. And what happens is the vast majority of the ill-informed, uninformed population, they take that narrative and it frames how they view that story no matter what else comes out now. You can spend all day long wasting your breath showing people new articles, new studies, new this, new that, new statistics, new everything. But the 24 to 48 hours, it cemented the narrative in their heads and they can't get it out of their heads. If you had piano instructions tonight, you're going to learn how to play piano. Tonight's the night you start learning how to play piano. You found this nice old man on the internet. He's going to come over to your house and he's going to teach you how to be a pianist. Here's what's going to happen. Before you sit down with him, I'm going to pull you aside and say, hey, you know that guy? Hans, you just hired that Hans guy. He plays piano. As most guys who teach piano, they're named Hans. I just figured that out. Anyway, Hans, let me tell you something about him. He's a Nazi. He's in hiding here in America. I found out that he's a Nazi. He was one of the camp guards. This is an evil scumbag murderer. Now, let me ask you something. How's your piano lesson going to go? I just framed him for you. Before you could frame him, I just framed him. Whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. Everything he says to you as you learn to be a pianist, every single thing he says to you will be viewed through the lens of, yeah, sure, Nazi. Okay, Nazi. All right, Nazi. He might be totally innocent, but then it doesn't matter, did it? I just ruined your piano lesson no matter what. The first impression, the narrative that gets set 24 to 48 hours is what matters. 90% of the United States of America thinks Paul Pelosi was assaulted by some deranged MAGA attacker who broke in through the windows and low crawled in there and he was trying to hunt down Nancy, an assassinator. And whatever comes out now doesn't matter at all because the narrative has been set in their minds. And as soon as all the new information comes out, you can set it to your blue in the face, to your buddy. But you see, he's already framed the narrative. The piano teacher's already a Nazi. No. I found out that he wasn't even in Germany at the time. No, he was living in the Caribbean. What are you talking about? He couldn't be a Nazi, but it doesn't matter in your mind. He's already a Nazi. And it would be bad enough if the right allowed this to happen. That alone would be bad enough. If the right simply stood by, okay, they're setting a false narrative. Dang, that sucks. Oh, well. It would be bad enough if the right allowed it to happen, but instead the right, so much of our, many of our politicians and pundits on the right, they don't allow it to happen. They wholeheartedly participate in it. Incident after incident after incident after incident. And I'm not judging you here. This is not about you. I'm talking about others. But let me ask you something. How many people on the right, radio people you listen to, TV people you watch, writers you read, how many of them got COVID right on day one? Oh, no. Don't be wrong. I know they're all right now. Every single one of them, they're all about that pro-freedom life. But that's unconstitutional. Well, that's not right. You can't do this. You can't do that. No, I know. Everybody's Mr. Freedom now. Everybody. Day one, when the government came out and said, hey, we're going to shut you down for 15 days for a virus. Day one. Not two. Not three. Definitely not month one. Day one. Who stood up for you? Day one. Who stood up for you? Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, you did, and you're right, but that's not important. I mean, I'm glad I did. It should have been all of us. Everybody, it should have been universal. Every Republican politician, every pundit on the right, there should have been an instant locking of shields. No, you will not assault my economy. You will not insult my liberty. But instead, they helped form the narrative every time. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Somebody, by the way, is requesting a history story tonight. I might have to do a history story next hour. Maybe I will. I don't know. Either it's going to be next hour, or it's going to be the last hour, or it's going to be tomorrow. But either way, I'm going to... What, Chris? I'm going to do some history. I can't guarantee everything. Look, I don't plan out the show. Just a quick heads up. By the way, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in now. Ask me anything. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. But I should probably keep everyone updated for all the new listeners to the show. I am stupid and unprofessional, and I don't plan shows. We don't plan things out. This is not something apparently that is done in the radio industry. Virtually everyone you hear has a show sheet, they call it. I didn't even know what a show sheet was until I'd been doing radio a couple years. It's this sheet that says, okay, in this segment, we're going to talk about this. And in this segment, we're going to talk about that. And in this segment, and I realize that may help some people. I really just kind of like to just go along with whatever I happen to have on my mind at the time. And I find that that works just fine for me. There are negatives. There are definitely negatives on it. I'll forget to get back to things on occasion because something else popped into my head. No question about that, but that's what I like to do. All right, one more quick thing on the narrative, and then we're going to move on. We participate in helping them set the narrative because of cowardice. I want you to understand that that's why the right constantly fails you. It's cowardice every single time. I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to catch heat. I brought it up before. St. George Floyd dies. Mitch McConnell grabs Tim Scott and they propose federal police reform? Wait a minute. What? It's a local issue, if any issue at all. What? Why are you? Why? Well, we didn't want to get yelled at. What if we look? What if they call us racists? We better do something. You saw it from all the losers on the right who took part in the COVID lockdowns early on. Every one of them. Politicians, pundits, you saw all of them. Well, I mean, people would get really mad if I didn't. people get really mad? Who cares? This is something that blows me away. And you know what? On Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, maybe I should ask you something. I can't figure something out. This is what I can't figure out. I have people asking me, I have friends of mine actually in this business, they will ask me repeatedly, hey, Jesse, how do you get away with the things you say? Or they'll say things like, hey, you ever get in trouble? Oh man, I bet you get in a lot of trouble. And I really don't genuinely understand what they mean. And I will ask them, I don't understand what you mean, get away with. What do you think is going to happen to me? Well, they can't ever give me like a solid answer. What do you think is going to happen to me? Well, people are going to email you and threaten to kill you. Yeah, that happens all the time. Why would I care? People are going to yell at you. Yeah, okay. You're in the public eye. Why do you care? Who cares? People yell at me all the time. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me at all. What is it that yeah, maybe that's it, Chris, fired? But no, that wouldn't be it because most of my friends who say this to me, they're employed by people who wouldn't fire them for having strong opinions. Yet they, I don't know, Chris. Chris said, so what's the problem? I don't know. So they're always asking me, why do you catch heat? You worried about, I bet you catch heat. Catch heat, dude. People yelling at you isn't catching heat. As we speak right now, here's a couple cops listening to the sound of my voice getting ready to go into a house where they got called for a domestic disturbance. Those are basically the deadliest things cops have to do. And those cops know that one of them might get shot in the face by a jealous wife or an angry husband. That's catching heat. Getting yelled at for something you said on the radio is not catching heat. And I think about this when it comes to our politicians all the time. I think about when they say, well, they'd be mad. Well, the left would be mad. Okay? They're mad all the time. Why does their emotional level, which is fragile to put it mildly, why does their emotional level affect me or you at all? I don't understand it. All right. You know what? Enough of all this stuff. We need to stop helping them set the narrative. Stop worried about getting yelled at. Stop worrying about it. Understand and accept that every one of your cultural institutions has been taken over. They're not inept. Well, they are that too. They're all corrupt, and they're lying to you, and they're lying on purpose, and they know that it's critical to lie to you right away, so we have to fight against that right away. By the way, I'm quitting my job. It's not because I catch heat. It's because I want to walk dogs for a living. Ex-New York City teacher earning $120,000 as a dog walker. And I'm not going to spend any time on this dumb story because it doesn't matter, but I will tell you, there is something... I've been exposed to a world I didn't know existed, and maybe it'll probably depend on your income level, whether or not you know this world exists, but because you remember, I'm from a construction family, right? We're just normal people, and I've done everything from selling dishes to selling RV, or from washing dishes to selling RVs. I wasn't selling the dishes. So I didn't come from any kind of a fancy background. One thing I'm learning is that rich people, they have other people do things for them that would never occur to you or me. And here's what I mean, Chris. There's a guy in my, I don't think he's actually in my neighborhood, but I know he's close because one of my buddies used him. Maybe he is in my neighborhood. I don't know. But there's a guy who decided he was going to start his own business. He was in his 30s. I've never met him. I don't know his name, but I know he's in his 30s. And you know what his business is? His business is cleaning people's grills. Yeah, I'm talking about your grill, the one you cook steaks and whatnot on. He cleans grills professionally. And as I'm saying, my buddy's telling me about this because my buddy had it done. And I'm looking and I said, well, I mean, because he's showing off his grill. Look how clean my grill is, because everyone's grill, including mine, is always covered in grease and soot and everything else. And I'm looking at him and I said, well, how much did you pay for that? He paid this guy over $600 to clean his grill. And he ended up talking to the guy, ended up getting to know him because he uses him regularly now. This guy, to go around and clean grills, this guy now is making $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year cleaning grills for rich people. There's like this, and I don't say this negatively, I'm not dogging on my buddy. He's going to clean my grill one day, Chris. I'm going to pay somebody. Come clean my freaking grill. But so I'm not dogging on my buddy. I'm not dogging on the business. I'm not dogging on rich people. it occurs to me that there is an entire, there are multiple entire industries available out there only to rich people. And they have all these industries they're keeping afloat just because of rich people. I don't know why I brought that up. It just occurred to me. Now, I'm not going to spend any time on this either, but it made me laugh. George Santos, of course, is that he's that newly elected congressman from New York who looks like he's had some honesty problems, really. He pretended to be a Jew because he's running for Congress in a Jewish district. Not a Jew. Shockingly, Santos is not a Jewish name. That really threw me for a loop. So he's not a Jew. There are allegations out there that he dresses up like a drag queen and that he let a dog die. I just want to say this about this. The crazier this guy's story gets, and I know this makes me a bad person, the more I'm starting to like him. Is that just me? Am I crazy? Every time something else comes out, I look at this guy and think, what a cartoon character. All right. You didn't think the gas stove thing was done, right? And New York might be banning some beauty products. Uh-oh. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Did you know makeup's bad for you? What, Chris? Look, all right, I got to bare my soul here for a moment. Before, let's just have a moment in the honest tree. All right, let's step into the honest tree with Jesse, and let's have a moment here. I wear makeup. Now, let me explain. Not day to day, for TV. They make me, because remember, I have a TV. Shut up, Chris. I do have to do it for TV. Anyway, I have a TV show every night at 9 p.m. on the first TV. They make me put this powder stuff on my face so my face doesn't shine underneath the lights. I'm required to wear makeup. What do you say? Maybe you and Santos have something to talk about. That's not nice, Chris. You know what? That's not very nice. All right, you're cut off for now. I have to wear makeup every day. No, I don't put on lipstick and stuff like that. I wasn't in the Air Force. I have to wear makeup. So maybe this affects me. But I saw this headline, just made me laugh. Well, I don't know about made me laugh, but it's something. New York bans beauty products containing mercury, a neurotoxin no longer used in cosmetics. And all that's fine, right? Ban mercury and whatnot. But it did occur to me. You know how we look at old things and we marvel at how dumb they used to be. How could they be so dumb? I mean, they used to prescribe heroin to people. Heroin. And we talk about makeup. Ladies used to get horrible skin problems because there was all their makeup used to be based in lead, and you're just covering your face in poison all the time. And we look back at all those crazy things they used to do, and we say to ourselves, man, that's nuts. Those old-timey people, what a bunch of loons. How could anybody possibly be that stupid? But here is the truth nobody wants to admit, and I think there are a couple scams out there as we speak. One, deodorant. Hear me out. You're telling me you can take something, and I wear deodorant, don't get me wrong, I'm not some hippie, all right? I'm not French, I wear deodorant. You're telling me I can take something and rub it on my armpits and it'll prevent me from sweating and that's good for you in some way? There's no possible way that my body's natural reaction, sweating, being prevented, is healthy. What, Chris? That's antiperspirant. Well, I know. Well, you have to have antiperspirant, Chris. Have you ever seen one of those guys? He's raising his hands up and he's got the gigantic puddles underneath his arm and everyone's like, oh no, look at puddle arms. You can't be puddle arms. So no, I think it's bad for you. It's not even deodorant. Wait, do you not wear antiperspirant, Chris? You disgust me. That's one. Two, sunscreen. No. I know. Look, all you skin doctors, I can see the emails you're typing up now. No, the sun's bad for you. Okay, fine. Look, I've gotten myself cooked like a lobster plenty of times. I get it. There's no way you're telling me there's a chemical substance I can rub into my skin and it will stop the sun? There's no way you're telling me that's healthy for me, huh? All right, let's hear from Joe today.
You know, they view the world from Park Avenue. I view it, we're the wealthy. In fact, if you get, if everything works well for them, all is going to trickle down and help the rest of us. Like,
Joe gets a little bit confused out there. Nancy Pelosi's in some hot water about some Google stocks. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm going to get to some emails. Jesse, see, this is along the same lines. Jesse, remember when margarine was supposed to be better for you than butter? And Olestra was better for you than actual digestible oil? On and on. I don't trust any dietary advice at all. For me, it's pretty simple. If it comes from a plant or an animal, it's okay. This is exactly where I come from. This is why I talk to you about chalk, because it's natural. This is why the wife gets mad. And look, I know she's a health freak and things like that. The wife gets mad. I save bacon grease. And I cook in bacon grease. It's animal fat. I love fat. All right? Look, I watch The View. I love fat. All right, quit, Chris. What else do we have going on? The gas stove thing that we keep bringing up every day. You notice I'm bringing it up every day? You know why I'm bringing it up every day? Because they're bringing it up every single day. And I told you how this works. They already have something in the works. It's already a done deal. They finally float it to see how mad you'll be. But by then, it's already a done deal. Then they act like you're some kind of conspiracy theorist nutball for saying, oh, ban gas stoves. Don't be ridiculous. But then you watch its implementation laid out. Headline from the New York Times: is the era of gas stoves burning out? Oh, it most definitely is for New York. I promise you that much. And California, actually. All right, now, we're going to get to some more emails, but I want to have a kind of a different talk. It's a slower news day, so we can have a different talk. And we're going to do some phone calls next hour. That'll be fun, not boring. Oh, no, I hate Joe Biden. We'll do some fun phone calls. Don't call yet. I haven't given you the topic yet. But let me ask you something, because I've often wondered this myself. What do you think the public appetite is for people you view as being semi-famous or semi-important, living lavishly? And this is what I mean. The RNC is having all these meetings right now. They're having all these meetings. Who's going to be the leader? Who's not? And they're staying at some $1,000 hotel in California. All right. And look, obviously $1,000 hotels are, never mind, $1,283. That's the room rate. Breakfast is going to cost you $50, $60. If you go out by yourself to dinner, have a cocktail, it's going to be 70. Okay, so high end. And a bunch of the people there are complaining about it. I can't believe we're doing this, so on and so forth. So let me ask you something. I don't think this is a big deal, and this doesn't bother me, but I wonder if I'm in the minority. And here's what I mean by this. I have always understood that as people move their way, quote, up through society, that they are going to do things that I am not able to do, that I can't afford. They're going to have access to things that I don't have access to. And it has never bugged me at all. It doesn't bother me that, shut up, Chris. It doesn't bother me that fancy highfalutin people at the RNC, because most of these people are millionaires, by the way. That's how you get to be a delegate. You're a mega donor and things like that. Why is it supposed to bother me that these people are out living it up? That's their income level. It doesn't bother me when I see a professional athlete, right? Pick your favorite professional athlete. And I find out that he got on a private jet with a couple bikini models to Paris for a week. Okay, well, I would expect that's what he would do. But this stuff, I feel like I may be in the minority here. This stuff bothers people a lot. As long as you're not doing it with my money, I don't give a crap what you do with your money. Go buy yourself a mega yacht. I have long announced my intention to rent a mega yacht if I ever hit the Powerball and to take my friends on a World War II tour of the Pacific Islands. Speaking of a World War II tour of the Pacific Islands, I think it's an appropriate time to do a little history. Because somebody has a question, and it's a good slow news day to do it. You want a little history? maybe about the Doolittle raid? Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.